Welcome to Vantage Point, the broadcast ministry of St. Mark's Institutional Baptist Church. This is Pastor Reggie Lawrence, pastor of St. Mark's, and I'm glad to welcome you to this, our Friday edition of Vantage Point. We've been talking all week about spiritual warfare, otherwise known as how to live in victory, how to live a victorious life. Earlier in the week, we discovered that God's plan for our spiritual warfare, our living in victory, is that we stand. Our strategy is to stand against the enemy. And we found that he has given us armor. And we are instructed in Ephesians chapter 3 to put on the whole armor of God. We start with that belt of truth. We are to be girded with truth. We know that his word is truth, and we should bind ourselves together with truth. We should be comfortable with the truth of God. We should also put on the breastplate of righteousness, not our righteousness, but his righteousness. Because we have the righteousness of Christ, we have every assurance that is adequate and that we stand in good relationship with God because the righteousness of Christ is fully acceptable in his sight. We're going to pick up where we left off at verse 14 of Ephesians chapter 6 and move from there, going deeper into this armor of God. Verse 14 reads this way: "Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." We are having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. There is a natural association of the gospel and our feet. We are called upon to be prepared to go with the gospel. The gospel is the truth about God's mercy and grace being available to all mankind for the remission of sins, the redemption of our souls from destruction, and the possibility of eternal life. But that gospel must be taken abroad. We must go. In fact, the Great Commission is that we are to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations and teach them whatsoever things Christ has taught us. So there is this association between the gospel and our ability to go, or our feet. And he says we should have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In fact, we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 called ambassadors of Christ. We are expected to go into other communities, to other families, to other individuals, and present the gospel, not as a weapon, but present the gospel as an invitation to relationship with God. And in order to do that, we should always be ready to go. We should be well acquainted with why we believe what we believe. We should be acquainted with the scriptures and acquainted with our testimony as to how we came to believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, you are an expert in your own salvation. I'm thinking about the Gadarene demoniac. Jesus had gone across the Sea of Galilee and up into the regions of the Gadarenes, and there he discovered a man who had been banned from society, living out among the caves, among the graveyards, outside the community, and he was beset by many demons. In fact, when Jesus questioned him, and the demons within him cried out that their name was Legion because they were many, Jesus cleansed him of that demonic possession. You remember the story. The demons left the man, entered into a herd of swine, and the swine, in trouble ran down the hillside and drowned themselves. Immediately after that incident, when Jesus was about to depart, the man wanted to go with Jesus on his mission and his ministry. And Jesus denied him that opportunity, but did tell him that he could go back into the community in his right mind and tell people what had happened to him. And all of us have that privilege. All of us have that ability. We can all go back into the community. We can go to our friends and our family, our acquaintances, co-workers, what have you, and tell them what God has done for us. We are the experts in how God has blessed us. We are prepared with the gospel, and our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We must be ready to represent Christ and the gospel wherever we go. In Romans 10:15, we find that beautiful verse that says, "How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace." It is a beautiful thing to see someone coming with the gospel of peace, to let the world know that relationship with God is possible, His peace is possible, His comfort is possible, His provision is at hand, His love surrounds us. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace. Going on to verse 16 of our passage says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one." We come now to that important item in the Roman soldier's armor, and that is the shield. And it's here called the shield of faith, taking the shield of faith with which we can quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. There are two things of concern here. One, the shield of faith. Is it a large shield or a small shield? Some of us have a little faith. Some of us have much faith. Some of us have great faith. Some of us have no faith. How much faith do you have? And how adept are you at using your faith in various situations? It is our responsibility to develop our faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We are to strengthen our faith, increase our faith, if we are to live victoriously. Be aware that your faith will be tested. In 1 Peter 1 and 7, we read that the testing of your faith, being much more precious than gold, though tested in the fire, your faith likewise shall be tested. Our faith has to be tested in order to be trustworthy. Your faith is viable against all the fiery darts of the wicked one. But we don't want to trust or rely on a faith that has not been tested. We test our faith in the circumstances which we confront every day. And if it's viable against all the fiery darts of the wicked one, we find that it is a reliable faith indeed. Secondly, we learn from this passage that Satan uses fiery darts. Those are darts that have two ways of assaulting us. One, they pierce. And secondly, they burn. What might they be? I gave some thought to this, and I've came up with several possibilities. One is guilt. It hurts. Guilt hurts like a piercing dart, and yet it lingers to destroy long after the initial piercing takes place. Another possibility is lust or strong desire. It has an immediate effect, but then it has a lingering effect which is destructive as well. How about fear? Fear and faith cannot occupy the same space. The more we fear, the less we have faith. And conversely, the more faith we have, the less we fear. Fear could well be one of the fiery darts of the wicked one. And then there's doubt. The doubt in ourselves, the doubt in our circumstances, even the doubt in the Word of God or the doubt in God's will and His way. These are instruments that can be used by the enemy to thwart us, to impede us, to erect obstacles, to slow us down. And our faith has the possibility of quenching all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Faith will blunt the point and extinguish the fire. Then we go on to verse 17. He says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The helmet of salvation is your knowledge of your place within the gospel of Jesus Christ. The helmet of salvation means to know that you are saved and all the implications of your salvation. Being a Christian has implications for our thinking. We are told in Romans 12:2 that we are to renew our mind. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We change the way we think. And because we change the way we think, we have a different perspective. We have a different worldview. We are to take on the mind of Christ. In Philippians 2:5, it says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. We ought to be of a humble mind, and that is part of the characteristics of Christ. The mind of Christ is part of what we get from the helmet of salvation. And of course, the sword of the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit is the only truly offensive aspect of this whole armor of God. It's the one that can be thrust. We know that the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God, and the Word of God is like a two-edged sword. We're told that in Hebrews, that it's quite capable of piercing the thoughts and intents of the heart. It can help us to understand our motivations, our deepest motivations, understand what we ought to do in service to our God. These are the major elements of the whole armor of God. And these are the equipments that God has given us to enable us to live a victorious life. And we are to put on the whole armor of God that we might apply the strategy of God, which is to stand against the temptations, the evil that we find around us. And we, if we are obedient, will prevail. Well, this is the, we have a lot more we could say about living the victorious life or spiritual warfare, but we're going to move on till next week. And until then, I want you to take a look at this passage and other related passages in Scripture. This is Vantage Point, the broadcast ministry of St. Mark's Institutional Baptist Church, and I'm Pastor Lawrence. And I thank you for listening in. And until we get together again, keep looking up.